out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 22nd of May 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, we're halfway through the week. It's Wednesday. That means we must have revisionist historian Carolyn Yeager with us today from carolynyeager.net. Carolyn, how are you doing today?
I'm doing real well.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. And I know you've been looking into some of the European political scene this week, particularly with the grouping of the populist groups with Salvini and Le Pen, and also what seems to be almost like a fatal blow to the Freedom Party in Austria. A lot of really interesting stuff here that we can get into. I don't know which of those two you really want to begin with first.
Yeah, well, let's begin with the Freedom Party in Austria. And that's very good. You said almost seems like a fatal blow. That's true. That's what the opposition to the right is would like it to be, and what they're trying to turn it into. I'm a fan of Austria. Austria has a very special place in my heart. I think it's my favorite, even over Germany. There's something about the Austrians, but they do get in trouble all the time because they're so real, and they really are at heart nationalists, and even you might say national socialists. And they are racial in that they don't like all these immigrants. But they're also because of the World War II propaganda and so on, you know, they're under the gun all the time, and they need to walk a careful line. And so it's always something happening down there. And what happened now is that there's this, for people who might not know at all, there's a party called the Freedom Party, or FPÖ. Or FPO, that has been there for a long time. And they say it was started by former Nazis and SS men and so on back when and after the war. And it's changed its image over the years to become, it used to be run by that very popular Jörg Haider. And then Jörg Haider left and formed another party, and Heinz Christian Strache took over at the Freedom Party, the FPÖ. And then Jörg Haider, for those who follow any of that, was killed in a car accident. That was a great big deal, full of conspiracy theories and so on. I mean, conspiracy ideas, which may or may not be true. But anyway, so that party didn't continue. And now the big right-wing party in Austria is this Freedom Party. And Strache has been very popular and very effective. He has a good team. They're really solid folks in that party. And they have, you know, been working toward moving to being not just an opposition crank party, but, you know, could take over the government. They're getting closer and closer. And so what happened was that these European parliamentary elections are coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, just a few days from now. And this is, you know, all the right-wing parties, they're called far right, you know, by the central establishment parties, but I'm just going to be calling them right wing. But they are right wing. They're basically they're seen as anti-immigrant parties, but they're not. And European Union critics and Eurozone critics, but not they're not anti-Euro in that they want to get out of the Euro. Well, Marine Pen in France used to say she wanted to, and I think the Netherlands Geert Wilders used to say that, but I don't know who says that now. But the Freedom Party does not say that, because most of the Austrians are not ready to do that. So they've been doing very well, and they did so well in the last election in Austria that the Heinz Christian Strache their party came in a third, just barely, after the Social Democrats and the a sort of a conservative moving toward more populist party that's been around for a long, long time and has been in the government for a long time, got the most votes. So this new leader of that party, Sebastian Kurz, very young, in his 30s, nice looking, very calm, very professional acting, became chancellor. And because they had trouble working with the Social Democratic Party and didn't want to work, have them join the government, you know, in these European coalition governments that they always have to have. They picked the Freedom Party. Heinz Christian Strache became vice chancellor, which was really, I was impressed. And everybody, that was a big step. And he was very careful not to rock the boat in any way. But he brought, they did bring very firm policies, new policies to the Austrian government. And Kurz wanted these, you know, he wanted to make these changes too. So there was this background criticism all the time. You should never have a far right party in government and so on. But they were doing all right, and they're making a lot of good changes, moving in the right direction. And the Freedom Party had four ministers in the government, not including Strache, who was minister of some sports or something himself, so that would be five, some important ones. In fact, the most important for us was that this Herbert Kickl, who had been secretary general of the Freedom Party, was installed as interior minister. That means he was the one who was taking care of immigration policy and so on. And he was doing a fantastic job. I really respect him. I got to like him very much. He's very smart. He's very well spoken. He's a small guy. He's totally unimpressive looking, but and he's greatly loved in the party and respected. So he was doing a fantastic job. Well, then this video came out just a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks, like 2 weeks before the election. And it was actually filmed in August 2017, 2 years ago, while Strache and his wife were on vacation in Spain at a beach place, and they had a rented house. And really, it's unforgivable. He foolishly had this meeting with his party cohort, Gudenus, and without the women, without their wives, they must have been out shopping or something. And 6 hours it went on, actually seven. And they were drinking and drank more and more the whole time. And talking to this woman who had come and claimed that she was visiting them, claimed she was the heiress to a billionaire in a Russian billionaire. And she was Russian, and then she also was Latvian. So now Russia is saying that they don't know her. She didn't work for them, and they don't know that she's even Russian. They don't know what she is. And anyway, this villa, this little, wasn't a big villa, just a nice holiday rental place in Spain, was bugged. And with not only microphones, but cameras in several rooms. And so they were sitting in this living room almost all the time. And Straka said a lot of things that he shouldn't have said. And then they finally released this now. Why they waited so long? Because they probably could have released it before he was, made chancellor. But I don't know. Nobody has the answers to any of those things yet. So this made a big sensation. It came out in Der Spiegel and another newspaper that's a South German newspaper, Süddeutsche Zeitung. And they both have it, and they published it, and the video was online. And it looks bad, because Straka doesn't look in that video like someone you'd want to be chancellor. In his vacation rental, complete. And, of course, no politician should ever speak like that, because you could always be bugged wherever you are. Maybe not wherever you are, but, if they were going to talk like that, they should have gone outdoors to the beach. But anyway, that happened. And it was really so unattractive that Straka had to resign almost immediately. And they appointed Norbert Hofer as the new party chief. And Norbert Hofer is a wonderful person. And he actually ran for president of Austria a couple years ago. And he just barely lost. I mean, I thought he was going to win. A lot of people hope, of course, and he did such a good job, that all the people love him. Everybody likes him. So he's a great choice. Nobody knew what was going to happen with the government, but turns out that this Sebastian Kurz, who was very positive with the Freedom Party, has been increasingly getting pressure from his own party about certain little scandals, stupid things, like what somebody wrote on a Facebook page or something, stupid little things about members, not people, in the hierarchy, but members of the Freedom Party. Well, I mean, people who have who are members of parliament, saying something that was insensitive, or about Nazis or something. And so that would cause a little minor flare up and scandal. But Straka always got rid of those people right away. It was like he had a no tolerance policy. So, but Kurz has been kind of unhappy. Well, he said this was the final straw, and he came out and called for new elections in September, and got the president of Austria to set up, to set up new elections for September, snap elections. And then he wanted to get rid of Kickl, the interior minister, who was a thorn in everybody's side, who didn't like his immigration policy. So he said that because Kickl was secretary of the party when that video took place, he couldn't be the one to investigate anything. And so he had to be dismissed, and they needed a new interior minister. And the party said no to that because that wouldn't be something that they should accept, because that really puts them at a disadvantage. So they said, if you fire Kickle, we ministers in the government are all going to leave, all four of us. And he did fire Kickle, and he got the president to actually do it, which made it very official. And so then they all said, left the government. They all, left their positions. So now the government is left in, without these important ministers, they're important positions, important ministries. And one of them is foreign ministry, and also labor ministry. And Hofer was transport ministry, which was really like for infrastructure. And so that is turned everything upside down and inside out. And now, and also the opposition, that would be the Social Democrats, who are still hanging on to being the number two party. They just barely beat out the Freedom Party when polls are taken. They have called for a vote of no confidence against Chancellor Kurz, and it's going to take place next week. And so everything is undecided and in fluff there in Austria. They don't know how the government can function very well.
I didn't know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't know that they had actually kicked out Chancellor Kurz, and they were going to need a new election for him. I'd heard it that he had called a snap election.
Well, so no, that's not. They haven't had the vote yet. They're going to have a no confidence vote in the legislative chamber, the parliament, next week. And if they vote no confidence against him, well, that puts him in a very shaky position. But he's still chancellor. He's still in control. He hasn't been voted out.
But the government can't be a government if because he's only able to rule because he's got the coalition with the Freedom Party. That's only what gives him the majority. So if the coalition falls apart,
they're going to put civil servants and experts in those positions.
How can they then still have a majority to rule? Norbert Hofer, if I remember rightly, the only reason he wasn't president is because of mailed in votes, and there were a lot of irregularities with that. It was only the postal vote that stopped him from being the president of Austria, and really he should have challenged that, because it was quite obvious that it was just leftists stuffing mail envelopes with these votes for him. And I did hear that actually this setup, because it was a setup, and this so-called Russian daughter of a Russian millionaire, I think that was an actor, because what he got caught doing was saying that in exchange for money for the party, he would then give this woman government contracts once they were in office. And that is really unforgivable. I mean, that is such a mistake to make. I mean, really, it's a tragedy, and it's all his own fault. That's what makes it so, unfathomable that somebody could do that, because really, I mean, it just makes nationalists look insincere. It's made the party look insincere by having the guy that runs it doing that and feeding into this narrative of Russia meddling with elections as well. I mean, it's a real calamity to happen, 1 week before the EU elections, where we are expecting massive populist wins right the way across Europe, and
well,
the Freedom Party
will be massive.
Well, Italy, Hungary, France. I mean, it looks like it's going to be massive wins to me, especially over here in Britain as well. I mean, we've got the Brexit Party on 35%. That's more than the Labour Party, the Conservative Party, and the CUC Party all combined. So I think there's going to be a big populist win.
Right, it's bad, but a lot of people are saying right already that they're not, and even the what you call the enemies of the right, that this might not change, even in Austria, this might not change the vote that much for European Parliament. In Austria, maybe they'll lose some votes, but it won't be catastrophic because people are already made up their minds on what side they're on. This is not going to change it. Now, no matter, because Straka has resigned, not only as head of the party, but and from the government. I don't think he's resigned from the party. The other fellow that was there who set up the meeting and who kept a couple of times during the meeting, Straka got out of his boozy haze and started thinking, you know, this is a trap. This could be a trap. And he said that to Gudenus probably, you know, privately. And Gudenus assured him that, no, these people are good. This is not a trap. Now, I don't know why he would do that. Why wouldn't he be suspicious, too? Why was he, you know? And then another point, and this is very interesting. Straka noticed that that woman who was supposed to be a niece of a billionaire and had all this money had dirty toes. That she was, you know, she's wearing sandals, I guess, and that he noticed for the first time that her toes were dirty. And he thought, that doesn't fit the image. And he again went to Gudenus and said, you know, this, I don't know about these people. And Gudenus says, oh, no, you reassured him. That is fine. And then Straka, because he had been drinking so much, maybe, I guess, thought, well, okay, he just settled back and continued going with them. And so you have to wonder what the heck. Now, Gudenus has actually quit the party, left the party. Well, he's so disgraced. And he's young. He's younger than...
he may have been a double agent, like, Carolyn. He may have been a patsy that was put in there from the start.
Well, that's possible. That's what I'm saying. But that hasn't been brought up by anybody yet. That hasn't been, you know, considered. And maybe he just feels so bad. And I watched Straka's resignation speech, but it was all in German and there was no translation of it. But finally, I found an article in Der Spiegel from yesterday or so, in which they talked about the speech, and they said, you know, that he was what things we knew. He said he blamed himself, and then he blamed that it was a setup and that they had enemies and they're trying to, you know, harm them. And they said some of the people he named were the Israeli political consultant Tal Silberstein and the German satirist Jan Böhmermann. Now, we know this Jan Böhmermann has been in the news a lot, and they're all liberals, you know, they're all liberal people. So he was taking responsibility for his drinking and wanting to impress this young woman, which, you know, doesn't say much for him, but that's kind of as an excuse for why he said all the things he did, because he's trying to present it that he wouldn't have done those things, that he was just mouthing off and trying to protect impress this young woman. So that's less damaging than if he was actually serious about it. But it doesn't sound good. He doesn't sound good. And I just heard today that Kickl and Hofer, sorry, I'm so slow with coming up with names. Kickl and Hofer had another news conference about this quitting of all the ministers. And the journalist said that they were putting distance between themselves and Straka. They thought, although they didn't actually say that, but they did just say that that Kickl had not done anything wrong. I mean, they're not trying to protect Straka. They're not trying to defend him or anything. They just, you know, everybody knows he should have been smarter than that, and it's really dumb. So so they're just going ahead now, and Hofer is very appealing and to all the party members. He's very popular, and Kickl is very, very popular too. So the two of them are kind of like the new spokespeople, and they're saying that Kickl didn't break any laws. He hasn't done anything wrong. He had no part in that, that affair that was going on there. And so, the courts had no right to, dismiss him. And that's what they're saying. But yeah, Gudanus, that has to be looked into by this Gudanus. Why? But I'm sure it will be, but you know, not, this is all just happened and there's no conclusions on much of anything yet. But, then Straka also mentioned in his speech that Gudanus's father had just died. So he was in grief. Now this was supposed to, excuse him. I don't know. You know, I was. That's what I said it for. He was so that they were all vulnerable. You know, Gudanus had just experienced the death of his father, and he's kind of a youngish guy. And Straka was on vacation, you know, relaxing. And they're only on vacation for a few days. I think they had 4 or 5 days maybe at that villa, at that little vacation house. Not like they were there for a month or something. And so he let go too much. It's a mess, though. Now, here's a good thing I wanted to mention. The AFD leader, Dr. Jorg Mutun, or Mutun it is, something like that, as close as I can come, who is one of the top leaders in the AFD, and he is concentrating on the European Parliament elections now, and they're hoping to get to go from only him. He's the only one from AFD in the current European Parliament, and they were hoping to have 11 when the elections were over. That was the that's the goal from their party, and he came out and said that they're standing by their friends in the Freedom Party, that this is just a singular event, and they work with the Freedom Party. They're going to continue to do so, and they're not going to you know, throw them under the bus at all. And nobody in the rest of these parties is expressing anything that I've heard about it. They're not saying, oh, what a shame, or oh, he should have done that, or he's hurt us or something. No, nobody's doing that. They're going to stick together, and they're going to put the, you know, be as positive as they can be. We'll see. So it's only a couple, you know, it'll start tomorrow. So, you know, we'll see how it turns out and hope for the best. But this is the way, you know, I agree with you that I'm just really up. I think it's just too, I don't know. It's more of a tragedy, but it's also unforgivable in a way that Straka could have done this. But at the same time, it was a sting operation, and they did do it. And well, a lot of people say he never committed any crimes. He was drinking, you know, and a lot of politicians have been caught at stuff like this. A lot of them.
Well, like they said, they could have been just trying to impress her. They could have just been trying to impress her. I mean, this is a classic honey trap, and this actress has obviously been put there by a TV company. In order to entrap them, in order to get them to say something. So it wouldn't stand up in court because it's entrapment, but it does look very bad in front of the people that are watching it. And it's been deliberately done like that. It's a huge setup, obviously, to bug the whole villa. But then again, I guess people will say, well, they must have had some idea that they were going to succeed in doing that in order to do it. And it's such a shame that they hope to.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. More will come out, you know, but for a lot of people, Austria is not, doesn't really matter much to them. They don't think it counts for much, but, it's very important in the right wing movement in Europe. And it's also, very strongly right wing and has always been, you know, it's always had that element, and they're racial in their thinking. They want their country to be Austria and the way it's always been. They don't want it, this change that's coming on. And a lot of countries A lot of the people are more tolerant of that, I think. So I think Austria needs to be, is kind of key and needs to be defended.
Well, they got generational identity there, haven't they? And I think the Freedom Party are a very important part of the coalition that Salvini is building. I mean, Salvini, they're saying that he's the man to lead Europe, not Macron. Merkel, her time's over. Now is the time for Salvini. And he's trying to set all of that in place by building a coalition together with all these populist parties. And the Freedom Party are essential to that.
Right. And, you know, it's more of a, it's now the Freedom Party may survive this. They may, you know, they could. I hope they do. I expect that they will. But it's a real tragedy, a personal tragedy for Heinz Christian Strache, who you can imagine how much he wishes he could change what happened when they were on vacation 2 years ago. You know, I mean, his career is destroyed, really. And he had it was such a good career, and had worked so hard, and he was an excellent politician, but he's really come down. And there you go. Drinking does not go with anybody that has any serious aspirations in this world that are on the unpopular side, like we are. You know, when we're the down and outers, or you know, we're the ones who everybody hates. So you better not. That's why I admire Adolf Hitler so much, and I mentioned that. You know, why he would drink, because he knew what could happen when you're drinking.
That's a good point. I also just want to point out, you know, I mean, that is a classic honey trap as well. I mean, women have taken down kings before.
Yes, exactly.
And that's why the intelligence services use them. That's why that television company used them. And, you know, that's a weakness that men have.
Yeah.
Just the same as drinking.
Right.
It's a weakness.
Those are the two worst weaknesses that men have.
And,
you know, sex and alcohol.
That's the result. Very sad. Well, hopefully they'll all manage to pull themselves around, and hopefully we're going to have a good result in these EU elections tomorrow. Okay, thank you very much for coming on, Carolyn. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless, and hail victory.